Welcome to the 21st Century HR Podcast. Today's podcast actually doesn't have a lot to do with HR. Some of these shows are going to be deep dives into modern HR practices and practitioners, and some are going to be something else, and this is one of those podcasts. Today's podcast is going to be the hidden costs of business travel. And I want to share some personal anecdotes and experience on business travel and the impact on family and work and everything that comes with it. So we'll be back with more on that after a brief word from our sponsor. 21st Century HR is a podcast exploring how to build better businesses through modern people practices and approaches. It's brought to you by my firm, Amplify. Amplify provides HR executive search and strategic consulting services that help companies build better organizations. From employer brand development and execution to global talent strategies, Amplify develops custom solutions that help clients from Hootsuite to SpaceX optimize their recruiting capabilities. Amplify also hosts a new community for HR leaders called the Ecosystem. The Ecosystem was designed to bring modern HR leaders around the world together to share ideas, inspiration, and support. Learn more at amplifytalent.com. So I suppose this podcast is brought to you by my recent travel schedule. I've been on the road for about 10 of the last 20 days with one more trip to come. I've spent time in San Francisco and Austin and Vancouver. And by the time you're listening to this, I will have also been in Nashville for the WorkHuman Conference. It's really a personal story. It's not about me representing the views of all business travelers. These are just my own. So I think business travel is a really complicated thing. And a lot of people, particularly those that don't do a lot of business travel, they have a really romantic notion of what it is, right? You get to travel to all these different cities. You get to hang out with interesting people. You get to stay in hotels. You get to eat out. You get to drink. And they're right about a lot of those things. Those are all things that are part of business travel. So I think some of the romantic notions are certainly true. But for those of us that do it a lot, a lot of it isn't. You know, flying all the time is not that glamorous. Sleeping in hotels all the time is not that glamorous. Staying away from your family is absolutely, you know, not glamorous. And so I just wanted to share some kind of personal thoughts and observations on that, just based on my own experience. And for me, it was probably in 2011 when I was running Recruiting and Innovation for NPR that I started getting on the speaker circuit. You know, we were one of the early companies to heavily invest in employer brand. And one of the things that we really try to do is kind of share what we were learning and where we were failing and where we're getting gains and really just, kind of putting our experience out into the world. And obviously when you're doing that at a place like NPR, people take notice. And I was fortunate that that opened a lot of doors for me to speak and begin attending conferences. And so, you know, for me, I started doing that in 2011. And prior to that, I didn't really have a role that required me to do a tremendous amount of travel. You know, at a period of time back in the day when I was working for Ticketmaster and my team was in LA and I was based in Virginia and I was traveling back and forth, that was really the first time that I had a fair amount of work travel, and it was tough. And then I didn't have that for a while. And then when I started speaking, I started getting a little bit more of that. And that really picked up in 2013 when I launched my own firm, you know, Amplify. And my first big client when I launched Amplify was SpaceX, based in LA. And that was a really intense engagement. I actually had a second apartment in LA where I would spend 1 week a month out there doing work. And from a personal life standpoint, let's just call that a suboptimal time to be doing that. My wife was pregnant with our first child, and she's an incredible person. But as incredible as she is, that put a lot of pressure on her, a lot of stress on her with my my work obligations and the fact that I spent so much time away. And I think that that's a real kind of balance, whether you're an entrepreneur or somebody that, you know, works in sales or works in other corporate roles that require you to travel a lot, it's difficult. And when I think about my own kind of life now, you know, as an entrepreneur, I run a consulting company. You know, I'm also still an active speaker. So whether it is through visiting clients or speaking at conferences, I can be on the road a fair amount. And I think over the last 3 years, you know, I've averaged 12 to 15 conferences and speaking gigs at conferences per year. And that is, that's been quite a bit. You know, it's taken me all across the US. It's taken me overseas from, you know, Johannesburg to Stockholm to London, Helsinki, Dublin, Vancouver. My passport has gotten pretty busy through that. And that's a great, I'm incredibly grateful for that opportunity. And I think most people, when you hear those cities, you get kind of wanderlust and you think about the excitement. And there definitely is a lot of excitement when you're in those new cities, and I love to travel. And so that is, you know, certainly a very cool element of it. But I think oftentimes it's somewhat incomplete. And, you know, for me, I know when I'm at conferences, particularly where I'm speaking or I'm attending, you know, I'm posting videos, I'm sharing photos, I'm sharing pictures from the stage, I'm sharing kind of behind the scenes, you know, looks at catching up with all my friends on social media. And, you know, that is an accurate reflection of my life in that moment. But the reality is it's incomplete. And I think it's that way for anybody who does a lot of work travel. You know, they share that experience, and that experience is real, but it doesn't capture the broader view of what's happening in their life. And particularly those people that have, you know, families, when they're on the road, they're leaving behind their kids, their partners, their significant others. And there's a real kind of tax to that, that those moments don't capture. You know, so when you're liking a photo on LinkedIn, or you're commenting on something on Facebook, or you're, you know, tweeting with the hashtag FOMO, there's an other side to that experience that you don't see. And frankly, most people that are doing that and sharing that don't talk about. And really, that was kind of a catalyst for me with this podcast, is I wanted to be real, right? I wanted to say, yeah, these are great experiences, and I'm grateful for every one of them, and I'm choosing to be at these events. So this is not a pity party. You know, we're all making, I shouldn't say we're all, in my case, I'm making the active choice to attend these events. You know, some of us that travel for work, you know, don't have any say, and so I think it's even more difficult for them. But for me, I think as I'm getting ready for my fourth trip in 4 weeks, it just made me think a bit more about, you know, the other side of this. And as I'm sharing photos about what I'm doing and you know, the events and how excited I am about them, there's another side of that that while it's not often shared in social media, it's always a part of my experience when I'm doing that. And really, that was my aim in this podcast, was to just kind of keep it real and say, you know what, there's a piece and there's a cost to the other side of that, that is really something you have to consider when you're looking at the whole picture. So anyway, more of a musing, you know, podcast, just sharing my views and experience on the, you know, both glamour and, you know, kind of cost and less glamour side of business travel. So that is what it is. I'm willingly going on my next trip. So it doesn't necessarily, you know, I think you have to weigh the cost of every event you take. And as you do more of this, that's certainly how I approach this. There's an opportunity cost with everything. And I've gotten to the point where I say no to more events than I say yes to, for this exact reason. You know, for an event to take me away from my family and kind of my normal routine, you know, I have to really be kind of cognizant of why I'm doing that and feel that there's a benefit to it. So anyway, that's it for this topic. We'll be back in our next episode with more on 21st century HR content. But until then, we will see you next week. And I'm sure I'll have some more dispatches from the road at the Work Human Conference next week. Now you'll be able to have a more broader view of what my world is really like when you're seeing those pictures. So until next episode.
Thanks for listening to this episode of 21st Century HR. If you want to hear more episodes like this or read stories from the 21st Century HR Fast Company series, go to 21stcenturyhr.com. And if you want to make your podcast just a little more awesome, be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, or whatever podcast platform your ears desire. You'll find all the subscribe links on the website. And if you enjoy the podcast, do me a favor and share it with your peers, your network, your boss, and your CEO. Help me get the podcast into the ears of anyone who wants to know what HR and recruiting looks like when done really well. They'll thank you for it, and so will I. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next episode.